How do we manage to agree on building Lego together and yet we all get into a fight if we're trying to assemble IKEA furniture?
That's true. That's a super funny observation, Carla. But I think it stems from the fact that the building experience with Lego, so the way we create the building experience with every product, that really goes through a lot of thought. Like, there's an entire process to really ensure that it's a fun building experience and you don't end up, clobbering each other.
Halfway through.
This is Genevieve Cruz, Head of Product and Senior Director within the Adults Global Marketing Division at the Lego Group, and my guest for this episode of Lives of Tomorrow. Today, we're talking about kidults. These are those adults, maybe you're one yourself, who look back on their childhood days with nostalgia, and even though they might seem too old, have started building Lego again, messing about on skateboards and playing board games. I'm Carla Bazzacchi, CEO of WGSN, the world's largest trend forecasting company, and you're listening to Lives of Tomorrow, the WGSN podcast about how we will live our lives in the future. Now, before we start talking about the importance of the future of kidults, Genevieve Cruz, please can you introduce yourself to our listeners? And should I call you Jen or Genevieve?
I think just go with Jen, because I always make this joke that, Genevieve is such a long name for a short person.
Well, we'll definitely go with Jen. Now, look, this is such a joy. What would be super useful, could you, I guess, explain to everyone what it is you do for Lego?
I have the coolest job in the world, actually. I'm the head of product on Lego for Adults. So essentially what I do is I take care of running the adult portfolio in business, or in shorthand, I make decisions on what products to make specific to that audience. And I'm also in charge of the marketing. So working with my team to, find the best way to bring our amazing products to the market and to more adults.
It's amazing. Really, really cool. What we wanted to talk to you today was the kidult trend. So this is something that we've been forecasting for some time at WGSN. And I guess Lego probably encapsulates that so well with the adult toys, which we're all so used to seeing, if not in our homes, then certainly in shops kind of up and down many, many different countries. How have you lent into that particular trend, and how do you see it evolving? And I guess the big question, are you seeing lots of grown-ups now buying Lego because you've got these kind of more sophisticated toys?
Yeah, no, thanks, Carla, for that question. Because you're right, there is a groundswell around this clamor among adults to find ways to find joy in their lives. And I think that engaging with hobbies and things that they grew up with, or brands that they grew up with, is one of those things where they express this desire, right? So we have seen that more and more adults are rekindling their relationship with the Lego brand, because obviously it's something that they grew up with and they experienced as kids. And now they're really finding ways of, reconnecting with the brand and with the experience, and in a way that's more relevant for them.
Did you notice that was happening and then evolve your product offering as a consequence? Or were you thinking, we think we should have something for an older age range first?
It's hard to say, because so maybe I think we already knew that it's there, that this is a macro trend in a way, because we've always had a very healthy group of fans, and they call themselves AFOLs, or adult fans of Lego.
Ah.
Yeah, and they name themselves. They're the ones calling themselves adult fans of Lego. And they've been around for a very long time, like for decades. So even back then, they would buy the products that we offer for kids, and they would build with this and really showcase their creativity. And then over the years, we could see that this group keeps on growing, and the community is really getting healthier and more active. And so, we were thinking, this could really be an audience that we could go after and really cater for and really offer or diversify our product offer for them, really understand what it is that they want, what it is they're passionate about, and make that the starting point for the product development.
The kidults that I'm going to call them kidults, but the kidults that you've got buying Lego, using, building Lego, are they men or women? How old are they? Are they any particular part of the world?
Yeah, and this is the beautiful thing about this, Carla, because they're from all ages, of all ages, you know, as young as, yeah, of course we have the children, but we also have as young as teens, 16, but, you know, also as mature as, you know, in their 80s. So I have a lot of people telling me that, you know, I gifted my grandmother the Lego roses and now she can't stop building and she keeps on asking me for more. So this really shows you that this love for creativity, for building, this really goes across age groups.
Now, our sound engineer on this podcast, Innes, we think she's definitely a kid old. So she's 26. Innes, do you want to come back on? Because I want you to tell Jen and all our listeners what you spent your weekend doing a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend, we bought Lego and we built this 2,600 pieces, I think was it, the Spider-Man coming out of the frame, which I suppose, Jem, you might be familiar with. It's actually, I have it right here.
Amazing.
But it's massive, so you can't see it.
That's awesome.
That is huge.
We actually thought when we bought it, we thought we were going to spend like weeks doing it. Unfortunately, we've done it in a day and a half.
Oh no. So now I need to go and get another one.
So now we're looking into what to get next. Yeah, but it was so fun.
It was like, do you have a spare weekend? Didn't know what to do. What was the impetus that this is something we're going to do together as a couple?
I mean, neither of us have actually ever built like the adult Lego. Like I played as a kid with Lego, but we never build like a proper one, like an adult one. So we were like, we might as well buy it for some like rainy days. So it happens that it was raining and we just decided to spend an in-house, like, you know, indoors and just build Lego and listen to music and just talk and chat and just bond more than we would have any other way.
Jen, is this a typical story that you hear all the time?
Yeah, I love this story because it's really addictive, right? It's like once you get started, we just want to do more. And I think it's also the fact that it's guided creativity, right? At the end of the day, you know that you will create something beautiful, that you can display in your home. And then at the same time, you know that there are the steps that you follow. You won't get lost. Just follow the steps and you will get there.
And Innes, what are you doing this evening?
I'm going to go see exhibition, the Lego Brick of Art exhibition that's been going around the world. Now it's in London.
Jen, you have a fully paid fangirl here in front of you.
Amazing. Amazing.
Thank you, Innes. Right, Jen, I'm going to get back to quizzing you now. Why do you think it is that more of us adults are going back and enjoying pastimes that we spent our time doing as kids? Where does that come from?
You know, I feel like these days, there's a lot going on in the world, right? Before, it was that people were stressed about work or adults were stressed about work. But now, these days, they're stressed about so much more. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty in the world, a lot of volatility. And I think that, in a way, adults are finding, you know, solace from taking a pause and taking a moment and really disconnecting from the noise and, you know, toxicity that's happening around the world and kind of be in that moment where you're not thinking about anything else and you're just focusing on something. And I think the fact that the brand is a brand that they grew up with and they have very strong memories of, you know, comfort, of happiness, of joy, I think this really, it's amplified now that you are in this context where the world is kind of unpredictable. So I think reconnecting with that, those memories through the brand, and then in an experience where you are shutting off the world because you are just focused on what you're doing. I call it the hands-on, minds-on type of activity where, you know, you're just in the state of flow because you're building something, you're creating, you shut off everything else. And then at the end of the day, you're very happy and satisfied with what you've built because it's beautiful. It's something you can display. And if you're like Innes, if you're a fan of Spider-Man, you know, it's something that you're passionate about. So I think it's those things.
So we at WGSN, every year we publish what we call Future Consumer, and it's always looking 2 years ahead. So we've just published our 2026, and we identify personas that will change the way that people buy products and what those products are. But to get to those consumer profiles, you have to identify very specific sentiments. And one of our four sentiments for 2026 is yearning. And we've seen this huge rise in nostalgia. It very much came to the fore during the pandemic. And what that has evolved into is more of this yearning for a past that might not have actually been exactly like that, but in our heads it was. And we yearn for what we deem simpler times. Now, we know actually those times were complicated in very different ways. And I do think this is, Lego really fits into that because it was part of so many people's childhoods. And it was part of our parents' childhoods and our grandparents' childhoods. And there's a simplicity to that. And yet, I think what you have done so well is evolved brilliantly. So you've got all of that nostalgic feel-good factor, but now you've got these amazing collaborations and tie-ups which feel very, very modern. And I think it's really cool how you've kind of straddled those two kind of worlds and brought them together. Within that, what are the products that are most popular with your older consumers?
So I think some of our really popular ones would be, for instance, I think it was in 2021 that we launched the Van Gogh Starry Night. So that was beautiful and completely unexpected. So to your point about this is something that a lot of people have not seen before coming from the Lego brand, it's really different. And then, but we also have things like the Home Alone. So it's this beautiful replica of the Home Alone house. We also have things like the Back to the Future.
We have one of those in my house. I know exactly that one that you're talking about. Yeah, Back to the Future. That ticked a lot of boxes.
Exactly. Yes. And then, of course, we also have a lot within the supercar segment. So we have a lot of fans who are into the likes of the Ferrari Daytona or the Lamborghini Sian.
It's the McLarens in this household. There's a humongous McLaren Lego in the room right on the other side of this wall.
Right, right. Well, there's more coming.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all I can say.
Do you think that some of this passion for this comes from the fact that we're all spending so much time in front of screens now and not everything, but so much is digital and virtual, even this conversation, that is meaning that we do want more physical things to do as an antidote to that?
I think there's certainly a part of that because, you know, when you think about the Lego building experience, it really is that. It's that hands-on moment, you know, it's you're touching the bricks and you're really free from all these distractions or the what do they call it? The scroll doom.
Yeah,
or
doom scrolling. Yep.
Exactly. So it kind of takes you away from that and really just puts you in, you know, you're just in that moment. And we have seen that a lot also with some of our products like the flowers. Because the flowers, you can build them. It can be a social build. So there are several building instructions. So you can really do it together as a family or among friends. And we have seen a lot of our consumers actually writing to us and telling us that, you know, I did this with my siblings and we really had the best time. So I think you're right. It's a way to bring people together in the physical world and kind of create something together.
How do we manage to agree on building Lego together and yet we all get into a fight if we're trying to assemble IKEA furniture? And it's the same, right? It's still in packets and there's still a guidebook, but I don't know anybody who ever gets through that still talking to each other by the end of it.
That's true. That's a super funny observation, Carla. But I think it stems from the fact that the building experience with Lego, so the way we create the building experience with every product, that really goes through a lot of thought. Like there's an entire process to really ensure that it's a fun building experience and you don't end up, clobbering each other.
Halfway through. Okay, Jen, we're going to take a break in the conversation and I want to get to know you a little bit better. So we've got some quick fire questions, very quick answers, whatever comes into your mind first. What was the last thing you built out of Lego?
The Lego Wildflower.
And what other kidult activities do you partake in?
Well, I like anime. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I think we can put that under the kidult banner. What was the last book you read and had to recommend?
Oh, no. This really tells you that it's such a long time ago. So I've read Sapiens.
Oh, wow. Okay. That is a while ago. Well, I mean,
yeah, that is a while ago.
But What I'm finding really funny at the moment is seeing the number of people who've got the one day book on their desks. It happened yesterday with one of the team. And as someone who read that years and years and years ago, but obviously people who hadn't read it the first time round, and now because of the Netflix series, everyone's reading that again, which is quite funny. When was the last time you felt uncomfortable or genuinely challenged?
I feel like that's every day.
Okay.
It's just that in this job or in this role, you really handle a lot of different types of work streams. And so you get thrown into new situations all the time. And you're kind of like figuring out, okay, what's the best way to deal with it?
Do you enjoy that challenge?
I think I do, because it really just pushes you to solve creatively, right? Because if it's a new situation, then you're kind of looking through your toolbox and thinking, what's the best way for me to navigate this situation? So I think, I mean, at that moment, you don't enjoy it. But afterwards, in retrospect, then you realize, okay, well, I actually did learn something from that.
So Jen, what's interesting within all of this, and we're really concentrating on adults acting more like children, but there are numerous reports out there saying that children are playing far less today than they did 10 or 20 years ago. Do you think that means the future is Lego selling more bricks to adults than children? Or do you still see children interacting with Lego in the way they always have done?
Yeah, I think definitely that the Lego brand will continue to be present in the lives of more kids and adults as well. So I think it's more like a family activity. That's the future that I foresee. To be also, when we think about our efforts to reach more adults, it's also because it's a way for us to reach more children. Because to your point, when we reach more adults and more adults fall in love and appreciate the process of building, then we're also seeing that they are giving more Lego to their kids or to the kids in their lives. So they could be aunts or uncles, and they're gifting all the kids in their lives with Lego bricks because they know that, you know, it's such a lovely experience. And then in the same manner, we're also seeing that kids also have that effect on their parents. So we have seen that the adults have started to re-engage with the Lego brand once their kids start being active with Lego. So I think it's this lovely or virtuous cycle that we see. Then I think that flywheel will continue. So I think that, yeah, more kids will continue to engage with it, and so will adults, and yeah, and more families.
We've seen the TikTok trend recently where people go on a date and put Lego figures together or play with Lego. Is this something that you're kind of tapping into as well? Is this a big thing in the Lego world?
Yeah, 100%. So we did see that trend as well, where you had couples, you know, going to the stores on a date. So, and you know, there's this joke that it's a way for them to find out whether they're really compatible, or, you know, that's how, you know, it's starting to get serious when they can go to the Lego store together.
Oh my goodness, that's the next step. You know it's serious if you go to get Lego together. You don't buy a house together or a pet, you buy Lego together.
Exactly. When we launched the roses, the Lego bouquet of roses, just this February, we did have some activations that really, you know, encourage date nights among couples. So yeah, we think it's just a lovely way to encourage people to really spend time together and do something, just chill and build with Lego bricks, right?
I love that. What products do you think that you're going to be creating in 10 years' time from now?
That's a really good question and really forces me to think future forward. I think that obviously change happens at the speed of light these days, especially in regards to technology. So you can say that probably it's a very different future we're looking at 10 years from now. But I do think that some things will remain unchanged. So I think at the heart of the experience, because the you know, the identity and the DNA of the Lego brand is really about, you know, this hands-on, minds-on physical experience with the brick. That's a core part of our experience. So I think that will remain unchanged, because there's also something very human about working with our hands. You know, the same way that our ancestors, when they discovered tools and working with their hands with these tools and creating something, I think that's very primal and something that really makes us human. So I think that part is not going to change. the creative process will still continue to be at the heart of the LEGO experience. But of course, most likely there will be new IPs, or when I say IPs, these are the intellectual property. So the partners, new stories, and maybe new technologies that will enhance how we engage with our consumers. So I see this more as enhancing or probably extending what is the core experience. So that's what I hope will happen. Because to me, really at the heart of the LEGO brand experience is really the physical hands-on interaction with the bricks.
You don't want to lose that in a world that is ever more digital.
100%.
And what is your biggest challenge going to be? Not you personally, but LEGO as an entity.
I think what we're really, really continuing to compete with, our biggest competitor, is really time. Because adults and kids as well, you know, families are always busy. There's always a ton of things competing for their attention, for their time. So I think it's really, you know, I think the challenge is going to be, how do we inspire kids, adults, and families to continue to want to make time for play, continue to want to make time for a creative pursuit or creative hobby like building with LEGO, or, you know, making time for spending time together and playing together.
And coming back to sort of the topic at hand, how is your relationship with the AFOL, you're calling them AFOL, I'm going to call them Kidult, community going to evolve in the future?
I think it's just going to get stronger and stronger, because they've been around, the partnership and the relationship has been around for many, many years, like for decades, and we work a lot with them. So for example, I don't know if you're aware that we have this platform. We have a crowdsourcing platform called LEGO Ideas, where we basically encourage our fans, our adult builders, to submit their own creations. And then it goes through a vote in the platform. So the ones that make it to 10,000 votes then get shortlisted. And then we choose one that we make into a product, or several, actually. So in that sense, you can really say that we also find ways to realize their creativity and bring that to market. So I think it's going to be more of these kinds of activities working with our group of loyal fans.
Which are some of the products that have come from the fans, their ideas?
So the Van Gogh, the Starry Night, for example, was a fan creation. And then fairly recently, the Dungeons & Dragons that just came out or is coming out, that was also a fan submission.
Can you give me any hints of any other things that are coming out? You may have made a nod that we might be seeing some more kind of supercar / Formula One type vehicles. Any others? Just to keep my cool credentials with my stepkids?
Oh no, I think it's a big secret. But all I can guarantee is whatever it is that they love, more of that is sure to come. Because if there's one thing that we are, you know, we really make sure of, we make sure that we're connected to our consumers and really know, okay, what is it they're going to wish for at Christmas?
Okay, you're well ahead on that. I ask all my guests this question, depending on whatever topic we've talked about, but are you more anxious or hopeful about the future of the Kidult phenomenon?
Very hopeful. Because I think ultimately, you know, this trend is supported by or attached to another trend, and that trend is wellness. So I think more and more people are really wanting to have a more balanced view of wellness. So it's not just the physical wellness, but it's really your mental, emotional. And I think for Kidults, right, I think connecting with that side of them, it's part of that overall wellness. And that's why I am very hopeful that this will continue and grow and evolve.
I think that's so interesting, because I don't think that most people would put LEGO and wellness together, but I can totally see how you do, because it's part of that self-care, isn't it? It's taking time for yourself and using a different part of your brain than you do in your normal day-to-day. And it's locking into that creativity. And it's in a weird way, I guess it's like doing yoga, because when you're doing LEGO, you're not thinking about work, or you're not thinking about problems that you've got or the wider world. You're really thinking about, right, what's the next brick that I need to put here, and how is this evolving? And then that feeling of satisfaction that you've created something. But yeah, I don't think many people would think wellness and LEGO, but that's a really clever way of putting two things together.
Yeah, no, I agree with you that probably, especially for a lot of people who are not aware that we have been making products specifically for adults, I think it would come as a surprise and like, huh? Why? How? It's a toy. It's for my kids. But I think what we hear from our consumers is that they would see something and they would find it either, you know, they're a fan of that particular product. So for instance, they're a fan of, let's say, Star Wars, and they see this, let's say, R2-D2, and they go, yes, that would look super cool in my study. So they try it out, they build it, and then in the process of building, they just realized how mentally refreshing it is. It's like, you know, I always say that they come for the passion point, whether you're into F1 cars or into, yeah, Star Wars, and then they stay for the building. Because they discover how relaxing it is, how it allows them to focus and really shut off the distractions.
Jen, this has been such an interesting conversation. Thank you so much. What are you building this weekend? Is it kind of part of the job description that you have to do some Lego at the weekend, and then on Monday morning everyone comes in and swaps their stories?
No, but I think it's become such a common thing that people do spend the weekend still building with their families, with their kids. I don't know what to build because also I'm a hoarder. So it's like whenever a new set comes out, of course, I have to get it. And then they pile up because I can't find the time to build them. But I think I'll probably start building the Starry Night over Easter because I have it, but I haven't built it.
You haven't built it yet. Okay. Jen, thank you so much. This has been so joyful. I've loved this conversation. And it does. It makes me want to go and like take one of those cars apart now. Got one of the little Porsches in my eyesight at the moment. Take it apart and then maybe rebuild it this evening. That can be my kind of self-care before the weekend starts.
Sounds great.
Thank you to Genevieve Cruz, Senior Director of Adults Global Marketing at the Lego Group, for joining us on Lives of Tomorrow. Next week, WGSN's Create Tomorrow podcast is back with another episode. We're discussing the highlights of Cosmoprof Bologna, one of the largest and most important trade fairs for the beauty industry worldwide. I'm Carla Bazzacchi, CEO of WGSN. I'll see you next time. Hey, you're still with me, and I hope you're enjoying this episode. Help us grow and hit the subscribe button so you never miss when we release a new episode of Lives of Tomorrow. Let's discover the future together.